welcome back to my channel. If you don't know me already, my name is Cassie Amber and I'm a plant-based holistic nutritionist and WBFF bodybuilder. Today I am going to have a little chat about what to do when you don't know what the F you're doing in the gym, because gym anxiety affects everyone. Even if you think someone looks like they know what they're doing in the gym, even the top bodybuilders, I know Lauren Simpson, she often posts about how she still feels anxious even adjusting the height of a certain machine if she's at a different gym that she doesn't usually go to. So I think it's quite an important topic to touch on, because that's one thing that holds a lot of people back from achieving or attempting their health and fitness goals. So before I get into the video, don't forget that I usually post my episodes to both YouTube and podcast, so whichever platform you're listening on, you can see all my other social channels in the description below and connect with me on there. And I also wanted to do a quick little introduction of my brand new Body Recomp handbook. So there is a big gap in the fitness industry when it comes to building your physique whilst eating a plant-based diet or having a plant-based approach paired with an intuitive eating approach. And vegans are often told by their PTs you can't get lean because it's got so many carbs, you're gonna lose your gains, it's gonna be really hard to build muscle. There's this big stigma that you'll be pale, weak, and basically fade away, which is what I used to think of vegetarians when I worked in hospitality and someone would ask what the veggie option is on the menu, and I'd go back and I'd be like, why don't they just eat what's on their plate? Why are they gonna be so fussy? Until I dived down this path myself 5.5 years ago now, which is crazy. So I have made it my life goal to show that it is possible to build your physique on a plant-based diet, and I want to show you how to do it. So I've made this free little ebook. You can download your copy in the description below. So this will teach you some simple swaps I've learned along the way whilst I've been building my body for the WBFF stage. Things about how to build your plate correctly, how to make sure you're getting all the right nutrients. And there's also a couple of bonus recipes for my brand new plant-powered recipe app, which is, I can't believe I've finally launched it. It's just so exciting. So head to the description to get your copy and I hope you enjoy it. Now let's get into the video. So I'm a month post comp and I had a little bit of a break. Like, I've still been going to the gym and stuff, but just it's been nice not to have the stress of like hitting your exact goals. It's been nice to not feel restricted with my food, because prep goes for a long time and it's like every night for dinner I was just having like these huge salads, only a tiny smidgen of mayonnaise just for a bit of flavor, like really going hard trying to eat low calorie, and like it really takes a toll. And to be honest, I like my body better now 1 month post show. When I'm at the gym, I've got such a good pump on because I've been eating so much potato and just way more carbs, just less stress. And my body is honestly in way better shape now than it was on show day, which is crazy. It's taught me a lot. But yeah, post show, I've just been doing my own training program. I just made it up based on my favorite exercises with lower body. I usually do 4 or 5 days a week. I'll just do like a chest day or like chest and shoulders combined, back and a tricep movement. And then I'll do 2 lower body days as well. So I was thinking, if I'm gonna compete again in 1 year, that gives me until basically December to keep building my physique. That's gonna come around fast, I'm pretty sure of it. Like, I can't believe the year is almost halfway in and I'm just trying to think about all the goals and all the things I had planned. I'm like, oh my God, time is actually going really fast now the show's over, like it's crunch time. On to the next goals. So if I plan to compete around next April, I've got until December to build my physique even further. I really want to develop my glutes more, and I'm not going to get the optimized result if I'm just trying to do it myself with no outside perspective and I just stick to the same movements that I already know, the things I know that work, which are great, but I wanted to branch out of my comfort zone a little bit and just challenge myself a little bit more. So Beyond Fitness, they had a free challenge that goes for 4 weeks, which is amazing. So that's perfect timing. So I signed up for that and I went to the gym today, and that's why I decided to do this video on a whim, because it's the most anxious I've felt in a long time. When I first started at this gym, I felt like everyone was staring at me, and it's not necessarily in a bad way. They'll just look at me like because I'm muscly or I've got bright pink hair or something, or like huge legs. So it's not like they're looking in a bad way, but I just feel like people just give me the eye when I walked past, and I just felt so nervous because it's quite a busy gym and it makes you nervous to try new exercises or do something out of your comfort zone, or you wonder if someone is judging your form because maybe you're not doing it properly. So even people like me still experience that feeling going into the gym. And then I became a lot more comfortable with my routine that I was doing in the lead up to the show. So I was feeling really good. I was like, man, I'm literally more tank than these guys, like more muscle and shape for the size of my body compared to the men there. So I just use it as motivation and just try to laugh about it. And I've been feeling really good up until today. So it was my first day of the program, and I've basically never done any of these exercises before. So it was like starting from zero again. So one of the exercises was dumbbell shoulder press. Instead of the normal grip, they had the grip facing inward, so your wrists are facing each other. So I had to Google like what's the benefit of that compared to a normal shoulder press, and I gave it a go and I just felt really uncoordinated, so I just went back to the normal one that I usually do. So I'm like, okay, weird, I'll just have to ask them later. Then next up, there were some split squats but front leg raise, so your heel, or so your front foot is on a plate on the floor. So I've only ever done Bulgarian split squats on the Smith machine, which is really good for stability, and I really feel the mind to muscle connection. I'm still quite new to that movement, but I really try to focus on getting the glute activation. So this one was meant to be for quads, and I'm like, I don't know how to do this. I don't know if I'm executing it right. There's people all around me, so I don't really want to film myself because they're already looking at me as it is. And what if I don't have the right form? And what if I'm not even activating the muscle correctly? So I had all these questions around it and then felt quite overwhelmed. So I'm like, okay, don't go and do the one you usually do. Just try do it and just see how you go. So at least you can say you've tried something new, and maybe once you do it a few times, it'll feel a little bit more natural. Then next up, the other thing I didn't know how to do. I've never done a goblet squat in my life. And people would look at me and think, of course, you've done goblet squats. I've never done it before. So I tried to give them a go. Instead of using the kettlebell, I feel more comfortable with the dumbbell, but I don't know if my legs were the right length apart. I don't know if I'm executing it correctly. Once again, it's like in the weights area, like the dumbbell area. So there's like men all around me. I'm like, I don't even know how to do this exercise. And it's really embarrassing. And I just started feeling myself getting really emotional, and I just wanted to give up and just go do something that I know, but that defeats the whole purpose of doing the challenge, to get out of your comfort zone and try something new. Then the next one that I didn't know how to do is reverse dumbbell fly. So yeah, it's like a rear delt fly, but instead of facing on the bench and doing it with the back, I've tried that in the past. I didn't try again today, but I've tried it in the past, and I'm like, I don't know how the hell to do this. It just feels awkward. It just makes me want to cry. And I'm one of those people where like, if I don't know how to do something, I just almost have a mental breakdown and I just want to cry. And I'm like, I just don't know how to do it. So I hopped on the seated reverse fly machine, which I've done before, but when I do it, I always feel it in my triceps, not my delts. So I need more guidance around that as well. I'm like, I can't even do this machine. And same as when I do like a lat pull down, I always feel like my triceps, not my lats. So like, I just feel even emotional talking about it, because I just hate, yeah, like not knowing how to do it and just feeling like a beginner and feeling uncoordinated. And it's almost like you don't belong because, yeah, you don't know what you're doing. So you've got to remember that we all start from somewhere, and I'm constantly on a learning journey with my fitness as well. So recently I've been seeing people at the gym trying to do lateral raises, and they're using their whole body to heave it up like, and I'm looking at them and I'm like, why are they using their whole body? Then I was like, oh, only a couple months ago I was doing an overhead press with the barbell, but kind of doing a little jump as I come down, and I thought that it helped with the motion and the timing of it, but it's actually better to stay completely still and control the weight more. So even as I go on, I'm learning like, oh, I used to think that that was right and that's what you're meant to do, but it actually challenges the muscle more to do it this way and have it more controlled and think about the tempo and mind to muscle connection and things like that. Another one was I was working out with someone and we did some, I think it was kettlebell squats right at the end, and they thought that it's better to put your butt on the ground because it's as deep as you can go. But what I learned, another one from Lauren Simpson as well, was like, when you squat, your glute is activated the most at a certain point. So once you go past that point, it actually takes the time under tension off the glute, and it's just wasting your time kind of thing, and probably gonna hurt your back. So it's actually better to only squat to a certain point, pause there for a second, then go up. But if you go all the way to the ground, it's actually not even effective, even though you think like, oh, it's better to go all the way down. And same as that reverse fly machine, like if you go all the way back, it's actually not using those muscles anymore that you're supposed to be using, and it's going just past that point. So it's not always better to do like everything over the top and see how far you can go. It's been like a constant journey of seeing like, okay, where is my muscle most activated? Like, can I do a little pause at the top or a little pulse at the top even? Just little things like that, and slowing down the workouts and controlling the weights instead of using your whole body to get it up. Like, you're always on a journey of learning these things and how to improve your workouts. It's not always about lifting as heavy as you can and increasing the weights every time. There's lots of other things you can do that work towards your progression and knowledge in the gym rather than just lifting heavier and heavier. So when I had these feelings after trying to attempt all of these exercises at the gym, I just feeling like a complete beginner and like very out of place and worried that people are looking at me. On the flip side, what does that mean? That means that I'm trying something new and I'm getting out of my comfort zone and I'm doing exercises that I've never done before. So what's the only way to learn something is to do it. And a little quick rundown of my gym history as well. So when I was at university from age 17 to 20, I did my degree at a very young age, I would go to the gym and just like mostly go on the treadmill and maybe do like two machines and had no idea what I was doing. And before I moved to Gold Coast, I moved to Yeppoon, and I remember I tried to sign up to a gym there and it was so busy and overwhelming. There's all these treadmills and all these cross trainers. I didn't know how to use any of those machines. So I think I would go on like the cross trainer for like 20 minutes. I think I walked around, looked at everything, and I was like, oh, I don't know what to do. And I actually remember going outside and just doing sprints up and down the road to get my exercise in, but I was like at the gym, but just working out outside because I didn't know how to use any of the equipment. And previously as well, I've just done, I think, yeah, a year or two of just kettlebell circuits. So I do like sumo squats, normal squats, and then kettlebell swings. So I just did that over and over, but without ever trying hip thrusts or deadlifts or any of those big movements that use all of your muscles and actually get you the best results. I was so scared to be seen trying to set up a hip thrust. I don't know how to do that. What do you put your back on? How do you get the weights on the bar by yourself? And what's the positioning you need? And where do you even find the foam pad for your hips? And I don't want to just walk around looking like a dork with everyone staring at me. And with deadlifts, like the first time I ever tried it, I think I grazed my knees with the bar. So I'm like, oh no, I can't do that. It hurts my back. So just for years and years, just never did it. So what did help me slowly improve was getting a coach or a personal trainer. In person at first did help me, which I do need to do again, just for certain exercise executions. And I also went for a few workouts with my friend Laura, which I'm hoping to get on my YouTube channel, to do an exercise execution whole video. We'll do like a leg day or something like that. And she even taught me like with shoulder press. I didn't know, I thought you just heave the dumbbells up to here, but you can actually put it on your knees and then you heave it up like that. I actually had no idea about that either. So she has taught me heaps of things. And even with hip thrusts, instead of just pushing all the way up, tuck your hips under slightly and it just hits this whole new area in your glute. And she's shown me different ways to do things. She helped me with deadlifts and gave me her lifting belt and actually lifted 90 kg deadlift when I had like probably only done the bar weight or maybe only done 40 or 60 before in total. So going with someone who knows what they're doing. It doesn't have to be every time you go to the gym. Like, you don't need a gym buddy every single day, but maybe just once a weekend, every couple of weeks or something, meet up with someone who has similar goals to you. And it can even help, even if they're not a level above you, even if you're at the same level, it can help if they just help you film some of the exercises and then compare it to the how-to videos online, so you can actually just see what you're doing on the screen and they can say, hey, I think this looks a bit wrong, like, just trying to help adjust your form as you go through the workouts. Another few things to fix this issue is just tracking your workouts. I love the Trainerize app. It's just changed everything for me, because back in the day when I'd go, I'd just obviously go do a few things willy-nilly and had no plan, so that's not actually going to build your physique. And a lot of people don't know how heavy they can actually lift as well. So there's another girl at the gym, and yes, I've recently written an Instagram caption about people don't know your story or where you're at. So if you're lifting quite light in the gym, people don't know if that's your first ever time doing the exercise. Like when I was getting used to deadlifts, I would just do the bar weight quite often, but I was just learning to activate the right muscles and have the right posture and just slowly working my way into it instead of just going heavy straight away, never learning how to do it properly, never activating the right muscles, and then just injuring myself. So people don't know if you're just learning how to do something for the first time. Maybe you're coming up to your time of month or are on your period, which affects your strength as well. And that's kind of a time to go inwards and slow down and take things a little bit easier on yourself. Maybe you're in a calorie deficit. When I was in peak week, or even leading up to the show, leading up I actually had quite a few days, even where I hit PBs, which is crazy, but especially in peak week, I'm looking the most ripped ever. I've got the base tan on. I was not lifting heavy that day, because if I do that, I'm gonna pull a muscle and injure myself for the stage. So it's not right to be worrying like, oh my God, people are gonna see me lifting less than I usually do and be judging me, because they don't know. You're literally in a major calorie deficit and don't have enough fuel to actually repair your muscles. So by going extremely heavy and going crazy is actually doing you a disservice. Another thing is, if you've had some time off, maybe you've been sick, maybe you've had other commitments for a while, like family's taken over, work's taken over, and you're just actually easing back into things, you're not going to come back into it with the exact same weight that you were lifting before. So you're going to have to work your way back up to regain that strength and regain that healthy routine. The other thing is, maybe you're recovering from an injury as well. So if you're not performing like at a certain level or the level that you know, don't worry about the other people around you, because they don't know your story and what's going on in your personal life. But people don't usually push themselves as hard as they can actually lift. So although this video is about not for worrying about the outside world, I have seen this girl at my gym doing very light weights, and yes, I don't know anything about her story. Maybe she is recovering from an injury, or maybe she is just like, I don't actually know anything that's going on with her body, but my guess is that she's just gotten some Instagram workouts and they're just very, very light weights and not actually pushing yourself. So the basics still work. And I was talking to my boyfriend about this. There's also a personal trainer there who has been doing these really weird movements with people, like a push and then like turn around and pull the same weight. And we're thinking, we don't know if maybe he's trying to train for a fight. And she just is doing all these weird things with him. And she is the personal trainer, we're not. But all the people that I look up to online who are like the world leaders in WBFF and bodybuilding, all the leaders say is the basics that still get you to that point, like squats, deadlifts, hip thrusts, things that are using your whole body and those huge muscles and really, really pushing yourself in those ways. So you can progress further if you just stick to the basics and really work your way up with those sorts of things, like instead of just changing things all the time and doing all that kind of thing and just following these random workouts, by having an actual program designed to help you build certain areas up, that's what's going to help you see the results and paired with fueling yourself correctly. So I haven't been tracking food since the show, but since signing up to this challenge, they've given me a calorie and macro target. And it's actually going to be good because if I'm spending all this time trying to do a build, one thing I like to say to myself is what isn't measured can't be improved. So even though it really annoys me tracking when I just want to sit down and eat my dinner, then I'm like, oh, I've got to enter it into my FitnessPal. And my boyfriend cooked a beautiful curry last night. I'm like, I don't know exactly what's in there. It's just so annoying having that in the back of your head, and I'd rather just eat my food. But I need to be looking at, am I actually hitting my protein targets and things like that. The last couple of days of tracking, it's my first time tracking since being in prep for the show, I did just get my time of month as well, and obviously you lose your appetite a lot in that time, and I had a very bad mental health day on Sunday. And just looking at the data, like, yeah, I'm not going to be making progress if I'm eating like that. I think I had a coffee and I had juice and I think a light snack, like some vegan popcorn chicken and then some chocolate. Like, I barely ate that day, but I was in a very bad state. And then on Monday, which was yesterday, my time of month had just arrived. I had no appetite. I didn't really eat a meal until dinner time. So I just had coffee, I had a cup of juice. I have a lot of drinks because I don't really like water, even though I'm a nutritionist. And I had some tomato and cashew cheese on crackers. And then at dinner time, I had a proper curry with rice and carbs and vegan mock chicken. That's the seitan-based one. And that was delicious, but eating way under the calories that I meant to, that was like, I couldn't even eat that little when I was trying to diet during my cut. So it is good to have that data there if you're trying to do like a serious thing and actually change your physique, because I don't want to hop on stage in a year's time and look the same. Like, you've got to progress year to year, and your body's a constant work in progress. So although, yeah, I didn't want to track food again, it's going to be in a positive light, not a restrictive way, like, oh no, I'm over my calories. It's going to be like, okay, are you actually hitting your calories for the build? How can you actually increase your protein? And how can you eat more whole foods, basically, and just be more serious with your food? So ask yourself, have you done anything recently to become the beginner again in any area of life? I just applied for my dream job today, which would be something different to what I've ever done as well. And I've just signed up to this challenge and did all new exercises at the gym that I've never done before, apart from dumbbell lateral raise, I've done that. But all those other ones that I told you, pretty much every exercise on the plan was stressing me out and it just makes me want to cry. But how do you move past that point is trying something new, signing up to that thing, applying for that thing, going down that venture, saying yes to that new path and that thing that you've been wanting to do instead of just staying stuck in the same place with nothing ever changing in your life. So yeah, gym anxiety affects all of us, and I get very positive comments online when I say things like that, like, oh, I struggled with such and such today, because people find it relatable, because they'll look up to all these social media personalities or influencers or people online and think like, oh, they've got it all sorted, they're so confident, I don't know how to do it. But even people like me still get stressed out about those things and feel uncoordinated and, yeah, like, I don't know how to do the thing, and why do we even try in the first place? And I still get those negative thoughts come up. So I wanted to share the realness of what actually goes in behind the scenes and inspire you to keep moving forward and keep pushing through. So that's a wrap. Don't forget to follow and subscribe. If you're watching on YouTube, comment below the thing that you find the most stressful at the gym or the thing that you found the most challenging. If you're listening on the podcast, feel free to head over to my Instagram and send me a DM. I'd love to hear from you about your current gym struggles, your current diet struggles. I'd love to connect with you. Thank you for watching and stay tuned for next week.